Hello, this is Roger Schaus, and this is Jumpstart Rewind. This is an Avenue of our Heaven-Bound podcast. Jumpstart number 2475, written November 26, 2019. Ephesians 1, verse 16. Do not cease giving thanks for you while making mention of you in my prayers. We're heading toward Thanksgiving Day, and with our Jumpstart and this podcast, we're looking at the topic of thankfulness. There are four steps of thankfulness. The first is to say it. I suppose we ought to mention that before you can say it, one must think it and feel it. Otherwise, you're like the child who opens a present and runs off to play with it. The mom says, "Tell grandma thank you." The child, while running the other way, shouts thanks. Was the child really thankful or merely doing what mom said to do? The second aspect of thankfulness is to pray. It's amazing how many times Paul prayed to God about the brethren, and in most of those prayers, he was thankful. Our verse today is one example of that. Paul named the Ephesians in his prayer to God. He was thankful for the Ephesians, and he took that thankfulness to heaven. Just as it is important to tell each other thank you and to express it to each other, we need to pray that thankfulness to God. Now, one might ask, if Paul was thankful for the Ephesians, why would he thank God? Shouldn't we just thank the Ephesians? Who was it that brought Paul and the Ephesians together? It was God. What was Paul thankful for? Their faith. That's God. Their walk with Jesus. That's God. Their love for the truth. That's God. Without God, there wouldn't be much to be thankful for here. Now, this passage makes us wonder how often do we pray to God for the congregations that we belong to. We often fuss about each other. There are problems that we see. Sometimes that's all we see. Things could be better. The attendance could be better. The giving could be better. Need some fixing up here and there. The elders could do a better job. We could have a better material for our classes. It's like looking at our home. We see all the things that need to be done. We see updating and painting and fixing up everywhere we look. We look at a wall and we see a mark on it. No one else sees it, but we do. We look at the floor and we see a scratch. No one else can see it, but we do. We had someone over a while back. Before he left, he was taking pictures of some of our decorations and our shelves. It's nice, but I'm not sure I'd be taking pictures of it. He saw something that I failed to see or had taken granted for. The same thing can happen with us towards our congregation. Be thankful for these people. Well, they need to be doing better. They need to step it up. And I expect if Paul was around, he'd be taking pictures of us. More than that, he'd likely drop to his knees and thank the Lord for us. It's one thing to pat each other on the back and to compliment each other. That's important and that needs to be done. But we also must remember to express our thankfulness to God in a prayer. Here are some simple reminders. First of all, thank God for the whole congregation. Everyone, the big ones and the little ones. Can you imagine worshiping in your house with just your family and no one else? And we've had to do that through this COVID pandemic. That's hard to do. That gets pretty old quickly. Smiling faces, hugs, handshakes, voices, singing, praying, visits to the hospital, cards received in the mail. Our spiritual family. All families, spiritual and physical, tend to bump each other from time to time. There are days when no house seems large enough because of the noise and so forth. But in the end, we sure love our family, and we sure love our church family. Have you told God that? Most importantly, they accept you and allow you to be a part of them. Secondly, thank God for the godly shepherds who lead you. Most elders I know do the work out of love. It's a volunteer service, and they often take a lot of heat from us. But what a wonderful job they do. There are so many things that go on behind the scenes that most of us never know about. They put out fires, deal with skirmishes, and keep things together. Everyone has opinions, and much too often we want our opinions to be the way things are. From arranging classes, topics, guest speakers, chasing after us when we wander off, these great heroes among us help us be who we are. Have we thanked the Lord for our shepherds? Thirdly, have you thanked God for your preacher? What your preacher does on Sunday morning looks so easy. He's good at what he does. What a wonderful gift God has given him to teach, to write, to instruct, and to encourage us. The hours your preacher pours into this work is unbelievable. He's like a machine. He never turns off what he's doing. He's always thinking, planning, helping, sharing. It's in his blood. We know so much of this because of what he has taught us. Have you thanked the Lord for your preacher? Fourth, thank God for the many faithful men and women who serve the Lord. Many have been Christians for decades. Some are old and feeble now, but they love the Lord. Others are young, and it seems to be the whole world's in front of them. Happy, busy, serving. They teach Bible classes. They help us in our worship on Sunday. They lead singing. They pass the communion. They make sure the lights are on and the building is clean and comfortable. So many people behind the scenes. They put lessons on Facebook that we can listen to again and again. They make sure the snow is plowed in the winter and the grass is cut in the summer. They pay the bills and send checks to the preachers in foreign lands. There are so many hands involved in making the congregation run efficiently and smoothly. Little is ever said about them, but we notice the work of their hands. We benefit from what they do. Things would be so different if it wasn't for them. Have you thanked God for them? Thanking God for you. That's what Paul did. That's an important step in our thankfulness. And who knows whether God has allowed our lives to intersect on purpose. Maybe the Lord knew that I needed you or you needed me, and here we are. Thank you, Lord, for the wonderful brethren in my life. They made a difference, and they've made me better. Thank you.